Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome to Light the Lamp. As the summer is winding down, the Anaheim Ducks players are heading back into town for the end of it. And we're lucky to be joined today in studio by Frank Petrano. Frank, welcome back to SoCal and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be back.
How is it being back in the studio? I know it's been a while for you. We were just talking about how there's a lot more signatures on the board behind you.
No, it's great to be back, especially seeing the board fill up a little bit. It's nice. It's always nice doing things like this.
When did you get back into town?
I got back in Friday, so almost a week now. Started going back in the rink on Monday, so almost a full week in there right now, and it's nice to see the guys again and get back to it.
Have you been able to do any of your favorite things around OC yet?
No, not yet. We're still unpacking some stuff for the house and trying to take care of the dogs and the babies, so haven't gotten there yet. I'm sure in the next couple of weeks we'll be able to do all the stuff we like to do.
What was it like just getting to spend some time with your family this summer, relaxing, you know, going back home?
Yeah, I love going home. You know, I've been away from home since I was like 16. So anytime I have a chance to spend a bulk of time at home, it's nice. Especially my brothers, everyone has kids now, and you know, there's 8 grandchildren now. Ooh. So there's a lot of little ones running around. So it's always nice spending time with my family and you know, my nieces and nephews, my parents, and see my buddies playing golf with them. So it's always fun.
Was that back in Massachusetts then?
Yeah.
And just getting to see your family, are they all close or are you guys kind of spread out a little bit?
Yeah. So my parents and then my 2 brothers, we all live probably in less than a 3-mile radius of each other. Oh. And my oldest brother and his 3 kids and wife live out in Hingham. So about a half hour outside of Boston.
That's nice. Yeah. Everyone's close. You can have those family dinners too.
Yeah, we have Sunday dinners every Sunday. So it's nice.
What's on the menu?
So my mom will make anything from like chicken cutlets to like grilled chicken. She'll have like 9 different things for like, she feeds 40. There's only 10 of us.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Good leftovers at least for the week.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we were just talking before we jumped into this interview. Your family no longer owns Antonio's anymore. Yep. Moved on.
Yep, they moved on. And all, it got a little crazy over the years. So, you know, my parents decided to go in a different direction. And, you know, I think they're happy with their decision. I know I am, because they're not as stressed out as they usually are. But now they get to, you know, they're still in the food industry and doing that. And it's nice not being the boss like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I know that you didn't spend too much time necessarily in there working or anything, but, you know, go home and see your family a little more relaxed, I'm sure, is nice as well.
Yeah, it's great. You know, now I don't get to go back and work there like I did in the past. So yeah. now my time ran out.
Did you get to do any traveling this summer?
Oh, we just had some weddings, some family weddings. Then obviously had Max Jones's wedding in Muskoka. So it was nice to see the guys then. And then, you know, did Z's shoulder check thing out in New York.
Did you have any good stories from Jonesy's wedding that you'd want to share, that you're able to share?
Oh, there's no, it was actually fun. We rented a boat. It was actually raining all weekend. So there was a little pocket in the forecast. So we got to go on the boat and enjoy it a little bit. So that was fun.
Where was that wedding?
It was in Muskoka.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Good to get everyone together.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Great. Yeah, it was great.
Do you guys keep into contact much, like as far as you and the teammates, your teammates throughout the summer?
Yeah, whether it's through, you know, just, you know, group text or, you know, sending each other, you know, memes and stuff on like Instagram. That's basically how we do it. And like, you know, if not all of us, all stay in contact.
You mentioned just a little bit ago the shoulder check showcase that took place at the end of July. You know, you, a couple other Ducks players, a part of that. What was that weekend like?
No, it was awesome. We got down there a couple of days early, so we got to play some, you know, good golf courses and enjoyed ourselves a little bit. And then, you know, Thursday was the game. So, I mean, the event that they put on there for such a good cause is awesome. And, you know, the people that they get to bring in and, you know, the stuff they do for all the fans that come there, and obviously for the family that's going through something like that, it's tough. But you know, they do a good job of getting the right people in there and, you know, putting on a good show for the fans and, you know, trying to take care of the family as best as possible.
Where was that showcase held?
It was in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay. So not too far for you to get to.
For me, it was great. It was an hour and a half drive. Yeah. So it was really nice.
And Z, McTavish, Strummer, they were all there with you. How was that?
That was good. It was nice seeing all those guys. We saw each other a couple weeks before that anyway for Jonesy's mm-hmm. wedding. So I know to see him again and see how Z lives in the summer was interesting. So it was cool.
What do you mean by that?
He's got probably one of the most best setups I've ever seen.
Really?
He lives right on so his golf course that he belongs to, his dad's been a member there for a long time. So he rents a house that actually belongs to the course. So if you go out Z's driveway, at the end of his driveway, it's probably not even, I don't know, 25 yards. That's where the driving range is. And then if you come out of his driveway, take a left, you're by the tennis, all the tennis courts surround his property.
Wow.
It's a 10-second walk to the first tee. So he's got a really good setup there.
Has that improved his golf game?
If you ask him, it has.
How was the golf for you this summer?
It was good. I played some good golf and played some bad golf. So,
okay.
You know, now that it's tough, you only play golf for 4 months of the year. And then as soon as you start getting good, you got to stop playing. So just back to square one again, probably here in the next couple of weeks.
You touched on the tennis courts being by Z's house. Do you play tennis at all?
I do a little bit. I played with Z actually a couple of years ago and I call him a country club kid. So he's good at all tennis and he's probably good at like polo and stuff like that. So no, he's a really good tennis player. Actually, me, him, Drysdale played in Dostal actually a couple of years ago. Played. And Z's by far the best. He's got a good serve, but he knows how to play.
What about pickleball? Do you play pickleball?
I played it a little bit. I got into it a little bit last year, played it and it's fun. It's just trying to find the courts and getting all the pickleball rackets and stuff. Cause I only have tennis rackets. So I need to go buy a couple balls and paddles.
Well, maybe you guys can get together and play another round of, round of tennis, game of tennis.
The whatever. Wives play pickleball every week.
Oh, really?
So maybe we can get involved with that a little bit.
Speaking of wives, congratulations. I hear your wife is, you guys are expecting your second child. Yep. Very exciting.
Thank you. Yep. It's really exciting. We have another girl under our belt, so it's going to be fun. They'll be close in age, so she'll have a best friend for life, so it's fun.
What's it like being a girl dad?
It's good. I mean, you know, I try to do obviously as much as I possibly can. I feel like she's more attached to her mom right now. We'll see how that goes when the new one comes around. But no, they melt your heart every day you look at them, and it's awesome seeing them grow up with their personalities and, you know, how much they change. Even when we go on the road and you're gone for whatever 5 days, they change so much. So, you know, it's a gift and it's enjoyed every single day.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. GOETTL. We make comfort easy to spell. I'm so glad that you had an awesome summer, got to spend it with family. Now you're back here getting ready for the season. And you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but back on the ice training. What has your training looked like throughout the summer now that you're back in OC?
Yeah, I've been trying to stay with the same kind of routine I've been doing for the past 7 or 8 years. I'm one of the probably a few guys that likes to be on the ice a lot. So I probably start skating end of May. I'm on, you know, 4 days a week and in the weight room 3 days a week and, you know, do kind of stuff my own cardio wise 2 days a week. So I like to take like one day off and, you know, to go that way. So when you get back here, you just kind of get back in the swing of things, being at the facility and, you know, trying to gear up for fitness testing and preseason.
When you were back home in Massachusetts, were you training with anyone else in the NHL back throughout the year?
Yeah.
The summer, rather?
We actually have a really good group. And it's all buddies that we all grew up with. So
we're
fortunate enough to play hockey at, you know, whether it's East Coast, AHL. And I skate with a couple guys who play in the Thunderbirds in the AHL, affiliates with St. Louis. And then the Leonard brothers, Johnny actually plays, he's going to be playing in Charlotte this year, but he's spent some time with Nashville, San Jose. And his brother Ryan was actually drafted 8th overall to the Capitals. He played at BC last year. So
awesome.
Those are guys I work out and skate with all the time.
When you were back home training throughout the summer, was there anything that you felt like you were able to really strengthen this off season? I mean, looking back to last season, I mean, you played all 82 games and, you know, to get through a season healthy like that, it's really, you know, awesome for you as well to get to that milestone. But you feel like you specifically trained anything this summer to keep that?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just, I think if you can be the best skater you could possibly be, you can play this game a long time. And you know, obviously everyone's great at certain things. So you obviously got to be even greater at those to keep succeeding and also work on your weaknesses. So for me, it's always skating is the biggest thing. And then you get your reps in, whether you're shooting and stuff like that. But off the ice, it's more, you know, making sure my cardio is as good as possible and trying to be, trying to prevent injury as much as possible. So that's more stuff you do in the weight room.
As far as your diet, does that change much? I know that there, of course, the Ducks have a great dietitian and you get to work with them throughout the season. But in the off season, does that change much?
For me, yeah, I can gain probably 10 pounds in 2 weeks. I could weigh a lot if I really wanted to. So for me in the summer, even though I'm really active, I still get, you know, kind of that anxiety knowing that, you know, I'm also building muscle, but also putting on weight. So for me, I have to completely cut calories. So I can't eat like most normal people. So it's probably not the smartest thing to do, but that's something that works with me. And I still have a bunch of energy. And, you know, in the season, I kind of stay at the same weight the whole year. I don't really lose weight at all, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
With how much we're skating and how much we're working out throughout the season. So for me, it's just always being careful with what I'm putting in my body, even during the season. But I always pay extra attention to it during the off season.
Do you have a favorite meal before games? I don't know if I've ever asked you that or not.
Shout out to Barolo. That's where we go for all of our pregame meals. So I love chicken cutlets. It's my favorite food.
Shout out your mom, too.
My mom, too. Yeah. Sometimes I'll get that at Barolo, but I like to stay away from it as much as possible. So I get like grilled chicken and then always garlic and olive oil pasta with a side of Alfredo sauce. Yeah.
You're making me hungry. I wish we had some pasta and chicken in here. And you know, that's chicken parm is John Buccigross's his meal. So, you know, I feel like there's a trend among hockey.
Always.
With that.
Everyone does the same thing. It's crazy. Yeah.
Have you had some time to reflect on the year that you had last season? I mean, a career high in points, you know, leading the team on that end, goals, making the All-Star weekend, all of that. Have you had some time to think about it?
Yeah, I think at times you have time to reflect on it. I mean, you know, the way my career hasn't been, you know, a smooth path and it's been a lot different than most. So, you know, to do all that last year was something I never, you know, expected myself to do. And you know, when you finally do it, you know that you always have more to give. And I think obviously last year was great, you know, personally for me and obviously playing with great players all year and having them help me and helping me grow was awesome. But obviously this year, I think the biggest thing is obviously you want personal success. But I think when you're playing meaningful games down the stretch and playing for the playoffs, I think that's the biggest thing. So obviously everyone's focused on the team and trying to get off to a good start, you know, hope in. Be playing for a playoff spot. That's what everyone wants to do. It's getting in. That's all you need to do is get in.
Yeah. Third year on your contract, obviously, you know, that 3-year contract you signed with the Ducks. Now that you have a couple seasons under your belt with Anaheim, you've gotten to know these younger players that are, you know, in the lineup, you know, just touching on some of that. How do you feel like you've grown with this group?
Yeah, I think I've done growing with them as well, even though I've been around, you know, longer than most. I think you learn stuff, either learn from them or they learn from you. You're learning every single day. And, you know, that's the only way you can adapt in this league and get better and better is by learning new things. So I think we have such a good group of veteran and younger guys, and we all try to make each other better. And whether they come to us for a tip or we go to them for a tip, we're all there playing for the same goal. So it's nice to have that in a room.
Did you stay in touch with any of the younger guys in the off season?
Yeah. Mac T talked to him all the time and Z and, you know, those guys haven't been able to reach out to Leo or anything with the time change and stuff. He's probably doing something.
He said Snapchat is his way of connecting with everyone.
I would say like probably most of the guys on the team, like every young guy, like Lacombe, all those guys, the way that we communicate isn't like phone call. It's like, hey, I'll send you a meme every two weeks. And then you kind of communicate that way. So we're staying in contact some way, somehow.
Who sends the best memes?
Mac T for sure.
Really?
Outrageous.
I love that. A lot to look forward to for the season, getting everyone back together.
Yeah.
Have you set any goals for yourself for this year? Are you a goal person? Is that how you envision things or?
Yeah, I always set goals. Like, you know, personally, I always shoot to try and score 20 goals. And that's a goal I've always had throughout my career. And then, no, I think I don't try and focus on that. I think I just, for me, it's just making sure I'm playing the same way every single night. And I always say, if you're doing things the right way, you'll get rewarded on the stat sheet. So, you know, there's a lot of things in hockey that don't show up in the stat sheet, whether it's, you know, being good on the forecheck or being reliable defensively or finishing your hits, blocking a shot. I think there's multiple things you can focus on, but I think if you do all those things as a whole, you'll be successful and your team will be successful.
One of the exciting parts about this season is the new uniforms and the new logo. What do you think about them? The
logo's great. Love it. It's a lot of orange, and I think I'm going to grow to like it.
Welcome to Orange Country. Yeah, that's exactly what we keep saying. It's going to be awesome seeing all the fans in Honda Center wearing the orange.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. Yeah.
And also looking ahead to this season, you know, just how you approach a year. I mean, you're no stranger to that, having many seasons in the NHL, professional hockey in general. But is there anything you like to do before a season starts, whether it's mentally or physically, that, you know, gets you ready for the year?
Yeah, I think, for me, what gets me physically ready and mentally ready, I wouldn't say physically ready, but mentally ready. I like to just play. I kind of like doing the same things I can up to a week before training camp. So whether like getting on the golf course, getting your mind away from things or stuff like that. I think that's how I when I get back to Anaheim, I like to keep doing the same routine I was doing back home, making it feel like it's still summer, but you still have a job to do. But away from the rink, usually in the season, I won't be golfing when I get away from the rink. So I try to do that as much as possible. Then probably a week before training camp opens, I try to focus just on hockey.
Is there anyone you're looking forward to playing in golf this year? I know we have the Ducks golf tournament that we have before the season starts.
Well, I'm always excited to play with Cam because he's my partner. And we're a tough duo to beat. So, you know, I lose to Stromer all the time. So somehow he never shoots higher than 80 when I play him. So that's not what his handicap says, but you know, we'll see.
I talked to Cutter at development camp and he said that he's working on his golf game too. He's got to be ready for the year with you guys.
I know. You got to have, I always say when hockey's done, golf's the only sport you can play for the rest of your life. So you got to get good at it at some point.
Yeah. Frank, this has been awesome having you back in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad you had a great summer and we're looking forward to the year.
Yep, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.